Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
Walmart was founded in 1962 by Sam Walton with promises of inexpensive items made in America. Well, part of that is still true. The website says, quote, Walmart, as we know it today, we've evolved from Sam Walton's goals for great value and great customer service. Mr. Sam, as he was known, believed in leadership through service. This belief that true leadership depends on willing service was a principle on which Walmart was built and drove the decisions the company has made for the past 50 years. It goes on to say that so much of Walmart's history is tied to the story of Sam Walton himself, and so much of a future would be rooted in Sam Walton's principles, unquote. Now, I am not sure Mr. Sam would approve of the path the company that he started is headed down. When we think of Walmart, most of us still think of a business that shows some concern for families. They even have a corporate policy that Cosmopolitan, Red Book, and Glamour must be displayed behind blinder racks at the checkout counter. But unfortunately, they also sell, without blinder racks, the swimsuit edition of Sports Illustrated each year. Even more disturbing has been its extreme turn to the left when it comes to the homosexual agenda. Peter LaBarbera, president of Americans for Truth About Homosexuality, has an update on Walmart's recent activities. Thanks, Peter, for being with us.
Oh, thanks, Diane. Thanks for having me on.
I suppose the purpose of your organization is kind of told.
Well, we counter the We try to tell the truth about homosexuality and the behavior, and also the behavior is destructive, but also the agenda to promote homosexuality and gender confusion in the wider culture. And we try to get out information that the media doesn't often report.
Like never reports.
I mean, right.
You know, and it's sad that we have that gender confusion to the homosexual agenda, because we now see that being pushed so very hard on the country, and it's very
absolutely
disturbing.
Just the spectacle of the Bruce Jenner, or maybe we should call him Bruce Gender.
Yeah.
I'm not calling the guy who won the decathlon in the Olympics Caitlin. I just can't bring myself to call him a female name.
Because he's not. I mean, that did not change his chromosomes. He's still very much a man. No matter what he does to his body, he's still a man. No matter what he thinks he is or who he thinks he is. But anyway, I found it interesting as I was getting ready for this program that just 2.5 years ago, an article on Out.com reported, quote, the company, referring to Walmart, is also continuing to rack up quite a reputation as an anti-LGBT-friendly company. A contribution by Jim Walton, founder Sam Walton's son and current board member, accounted for 55% of the budget to pass a constitutional amendment in Arkansas to ban adoption by same-sex couples. And then it goes on to say this is a scratch on the surface of contributions to anti-gay candidates and organizations, which include nearly every member of the Walton family and many members of the Walton board. What has happened to Walmart?
Well, they've basically sold out to the homosexual activist movement. It began a few years ago. Now it's accelerating. And from what I'm hearing, their HR department is working closely with homosexual activists, and now they've almost earned almost 100% rating with the Human Rights Campaign.
Yeah.
Diane, as you know, that's that Corporate Equality Index, which is a terribly skewed scorecard for companies on how pro-homosexual they are. And this scorecard, just so you know, if a corporation gives a major gift to a homosexual pride organization or a gay activist group, they get 15 points. But if they were to give to Diane Gramley of American Family of Association of Pennsylvania, they would lose 25 points.
They'd lose 25 points.
So what kind of a ranking system is that? But bias is built right in.
I guess that's why I never get any corporate sponsorship. They don't want to lose any of those.
Yeah, not that you would have got any anyway, Diane.
Well,
I
know. I'm sure that if they donated to your organization, that they'd lose 50 points, you know.
Right. And so, this is who they're catering to. But now they've taken it to a new level. And as you know, I went up to the New York Gay Pride Parade because Walmart, believe it or not, had signed on as a platinum sponsor, the top-level sponsor for New York Gay Pride Week.
Yeah, that's
and
sad.
I just had to see it to believe it.
Yeah. I know back in April, Walmart actually took out a full-page ad in the New York City Pride Guide. But they did more than that, just take out an ad in the guide. They actually went and had floats in the parade itself. And this thing back in April, that was about the same time they told the Arkansas governor not to sign a Religious Freedom Restoration Act, basically, or else was
right.
a threat. So,
yes, and so they're more and more, pandering to the homosexual
mm-hmm.
lobby. And what's interesting is they also, apparently they do some things that are pro-family, that other, like you said, you mentioned in your introduction,
yeah.
but it's like they're playing both sides
yeah.
of the fence,
mm-hmm.
and you can't have it both ways.
No.
You can't call yourself pro-family while you're supporting a pride parade, and I can tell you more about that, Diane, but,
yeah.
This pride parade didn't just celebrate homosexuality. There were bisexual pride celebrations, even sadomasochism. Believe it or not, it's called a leather pride flag celebrating,
mm-hmm.
fetish lifestyles, this bizarre, degrading, sadistic sex. That was also celebrated at this parade. So, Walmart, they sponsored that as well.
So I can't understand how they've made such a 180-degree turn. And like you're saying, though, they're trying to play both sides of the fence. They're trying to cater to or donate to family groups or family activities or whatever, as well as on the other, so flip side of the coin, they're also trying to cater to homosexual organizations and pride events and such. And I just don't understand how the Walton family can sit back and allow this to happen. Are they still, do you know if they're still a majority of members of the board still from the family? Do you know?
I do not know.
Okay.
I know people have told me other capitulations that have been made since
okay.
Sam Walton died.
Okay.
So this isn't the first. I think somebody was telling me that they started selling liquor immediately, or their alcohol, immediately after he died. Now, I'm not sure if that,
wow.
I don't know that story, if that's true, but this is what happens to all, to foundations.
Yeah.
We know that were once pro-family, corporations. The children sometimes do not live up to their father
mm-hmm.
or mother's,
right.
their parents' higher standards.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, it's just a matter of being weak.
Yeah.
The culture, I think, is looking for somebody who will lead,
yeah.
Who will be moral, instead of this awful pandering. The homosexual lobby needs Walmart's money. Give me a break. They have all these other corporations
oh,
that
yeah.
have sold their soul. They don't need Walmart's money. They just want the power of saying that all
mm-hmm.
the major corporations support them so they can ease their guilty conscience, which I think is what the gay movement is all about.
Yeah.
It's easing that guilty conscience that somebody just, that's telling them that what they're doing is wrong, and they want everybody to approve of
yeah.
them.
No, I totally agree that they want to tell the world that Walmart, the largest private, the largest private employer in the world, is on their side. That's
yes.
that's the message that they want out there. And then they can go through and say what 95% of Fortune 500 companies have policies in place that protect their LGBT employees. It's all a matter of
pride. But that makes this all the more dangerous, because if we can't stop Walmart,
yeah.
pro-family company, supposedly, of financing the homosexual activist and the gender confusion agenda,
yeah.
then is there really much hope for us to stave off this movement in our culture?
I don't know.
We need people now to stand for truth more than ever, despite what the Supreme Court just did. And so this, I think, is the place to be fighting. I think this is a very important battle.
Oh, absolutely, because we see how the corporations have begun to use their power to influence legislation, pro-family legislation, like they did with Arizona and the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, and like with Indiana, and then with Walmart in Arkansas. They're starting to influence legislation that would be put in place to protect our rights, our constitutional rights.
Absolutely.
And
I saw it in Texas, Diane. The business groups in Texas were against fighting the homosexual activist agenda.
Oh, they were.
There was a bill that,
yes,
that's why the bills didn't get through. They one bill got through that a pastor cannot be forced to bless a homosexual, officiate at a homosexual so-called wedding. But all the other bills that were there to protect people's rights of conscience, religious freedom, there was one that would have protected adoption agencies from being forced to capitulate to homosexual adoption, where children are denied either a mother or a father intentionally. All those bills failed, and the reason they failed is the business interests had just saw what happened in Indiana, and so they were telling Texans, don't do this. You don't want to alienate, you know, you don't want to make Texas a pariah across the nation. And so you're absolutely right. The business lobby has become a homosexual lobby, and it's a variety of factors. You know, the HR departments, they don't want diversity. They want one side on this, the homosexual side.
The homosexual side, absolutely.
If they cared about diversity, they'd invite people like me and you in, or at least ex-gays in, people who came out of the homosexual lifestyle. They don't want diversity. They want to, they're part of this larger pro-homosexual agenda, which is increasingly totalitarian. It seems that the homosexual activists cannot tolerate dissent. Otherwise, why would they be trying to wipe out, you know, the ex-gay movement, for example?
And to pretend they don't exist. America used to be all about give and take and about debate. And if you can't get along on an issue, then you just go your separate ways, and that's fine. But as you know, you and I both know, the homosexual agenda definitely is not that way. It's their way or the highway. And they will continue calling you names and attacking your Facebook page and your Twitter account and you know, leaving disparaging comments on your website or whatever. But if it was only that innocent,
you know, that they want to put people out of business.
Well,
that's what it's
true.
All about.
Yeah,
they're going to be going after our 501c3 statuses. They're out because they see this as a civil rights issue, and what their game plan is: treat us the same way vile racists are treated.
Yeah.
Now, I hate racism. That's a sin. But so is homosexual practice. That's also a sin.
Yeah.
How
dare
they equate opposition to homosexuality and same-sex so-called marriage to racism, especially considering that Black Americans, African Americans, are the number one demographic on our side. They're the number one demographic against so-called gay marriage.
Yeah, but all they highlight all the ones, the homosexual activists highlight the ones who are on their side.
They can always find a few Black leaders who are for them. You know, like Coretta Scott King, I think she is. But you know, the average African American, the polls show that Black Americans are not for this agenda, and I don't think they like at all. We know that. They do not like being compared to homosexual activists when it comes to civil rights. And so, you know, that's this is all about. It's all about creating this massive amount of power to basically delegitimize God's perspective, the Christian perspective, the Judeo-Christian perspective on homosexuality.
And unfortunately, Justice Anthony Kennedy, in his opinion on the marriage case, he elevated homosexual acts to the level of race, saying this numerous times in his opinion that it's an immutable characteristic. So, we have all this to combat, because homosexual activists have been so very good at getting the message out to an America that is, you know, they want to be on the side of the victim. And homosexual activists have been very good at painting themselves as victim and as being born that way, you know, saying that we are born this way, so we're on the same level of race. We can't, we have no control over who we are, et cetera, et cetera. So,
well, another thing, Diane, that he did in that decision was they made caring for the children part of the argument for homosexual so-called marriage.
Yeah.
Now, let me give you a perspective on that from the gay pride parade I attended.
Yeah.
There were thousands of young children participating or observing this parade.
Oh, but
many of them were dragged there. Well, there were many kids there.
Wow.
And many of them, most of them were dragged there by their same-sex parents or a pro-homosexual parent who supports homosexuality. And these kids were there, and these are innocent kids. There was a girl next to me. She couldn't have been more than 12 years old, and I'm watching the pride parade, and over comes a man who is almost buck naked. He was wearing a G-string, believe it or not.
Wow.
You know, there was the F-bomb, you know, people with shirts on, I'm so effing proud to be gay. You know, these kinds of vulgar things going on, totally inappropriate for children. And I thought to myself, what other venue, as we saw in Philadelphia, Diane, what other venue would innocent young children be brought to an event that is highly sexualized and supporting deviancy?
I know. And, you know, I thought of, because I went to the Philadelphia Gay Pride Parade this year, and I can remember specifically there were a couple little boys in the Campbell's Soup float, you know, that whole contingency from the Campbell's Soup Company in the Philadelphia Gay Pride Parade, who were dressed up like little Campbell's soup cans, you know, and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, and they were brought there by their same-sex parents, their two dads. And I could tell from the looks on their face that they did not want to be there. But increasingly, we see kids being, the ones who are adopted by same-sex so-called parents, and they're being dragged to these things. And then they're also the ones who, because we also saw at the gay festival, parents, mom and a dad, who bring their young children to the something like that, either they're unaware of what's taking place or they don't care. I don't know. I don't understand parents like that who are not.
Yeah, born. We used to protect. This is liberal parenting. They're creating a new standard.
Yeah.
But there was one of the floats. Walmart's parade in New York City. Walmart's was a big rainbow flag that was carried. We've seen that at most of these gay pride parades. But there was also a leather pride flag. That was further on down the parade.
Uh-huh.
There was a big leather pride. It was black and blue, believe it or not, with a red heart in the corner. Yeah, appropriate. And this is celebrating sadomasochism.
Yeah.
Now, I don't care what Walmart says. They sponsored that parade. This is part of that parade.
Yeah, it's not
if you had a parade that we were sponsoring, and then there was a Nazi contingent in the parade,
we couldn't just
say, oh, well, I don't support that.
Yeah.
You're supporting this whole thing.
Well, at this point, someone with a Confederate flag. I mean, they so demonize a Confederate flag. In fact, Walmart, wasn't it just a few days after all this took place with the shooting in South Carolina, Walmart put out a policy change that we would no longer sell anything that had a Confederate flag on it?
Yeah. Yeah, and yet they're supporting homosexuality.
Yeah.
And there's another creepy aspect to this thing with the kids, Diane, which I'm sure you've thought about. It's sort of subversive because it's all these shiny things. I mean, I saw signs using the F word that was in like a really shiny sign with sequins that a kid would make. And so when somebody's holding that sign walking down the street, naturally a child is going to look at that.
Right, exactly. Get their attention.
And all of a sudden, so it's really cognitive. It's just illogical and it's immoral, but importantly, it's subjecting young children to messages that are geared towards perverse adults, basically.
Yeah.
And that's wrong.
And then we wonder why the language of children, even young children in America, has become so coarse. And that seems to be, that F word seems to be one of their favorite words. And we wonder why.
As I was watching the parade, another side story is I got harassed by a gay activist.
Oh, they discovered who you were.
Out of the way. Found out. I don't know if they knew it was me, but they knew a critic was there.
So
this guy bullied me out of the way. If I had done this to a gay activist, he would have pushed me aside where I was watching. He probably would have cried hate crime.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But I said to the woman who was harassing me, one of them, I said, well, do you support all this, some of these inappropriate things going on in front of the children? And she said, well, people don't have to come to the parade. And you know what? That's not true for children.
That's for sure.
Those children are brought to the parade by their parents.
Yep. The parents who need lessons in parenting. Because
in a healthy society, it's obvious that parents who are both of the same sex, that's a radical redefinition of what parenting is.
Yeah, exactly.
And yet this movement is all about changing definitions. Radicalizing everything it touches.
Absolutely, they are. Do you happen to know, I mean, Walmart was a platinum sponsor of this New York City Pride Parade. Do you happen to know what amount of money that they were
I tried to find out the money, but they didn't reveal the money on the website.
Okay,
I'm sure it was probably in the range of $25,000, $50,000. For Walmart, it's probably peanuts. But the point is, it's putting the imprimatur of Walmart on this radical, debauched act. And there was open nudity in parts.
Wow.
And I had pictures of, there were women walking down with their chest bared, and there was like this guy who, it was just not appropriate for children, and yet there were many children there because children love parades.
Well, yeah, that's weird. And there's probably absolutely no way to get that information, those pictures, to the Walton family to let them know just what was in that parade because the homosexuals in the HR department at Walmart would make sure they found file 13 before they found their way to the office of the family.
We've had a lot of people see our photo story. It's at AmericansForTruth.com. It's there, and a lot of people have contacted Walmart, but I think Walmart at this point is probably just going to try to ride this out.
Yeah.
So unless hundreds of thousands of people, maybe millions, contact Walmart about this new homosexual agenda, that they're supporting, I think they're just going to keep doing it.
Yeah, because I think I'll give the Walton family the benefit of the doubt. Maybe I shouldn't, but I think that they're totally in the dark. Again, I may be totally wrong on this too, but I would hope that they don't realize what they're doing and they're just stepping back and it's a hands-off type way that they're running the company. Again, I don't know. I have no idea. But I do know that it reflects on their family whether they know about it or not. It reflects on their corporation.
Well, the CEO, his name is McMillan. He is he's guiding this ship.
Okay.
I hear he's a church-going guy and everything.
Nice.
And I'm sure he would be shocked by the New York City Pride Parade, as I was.
Well, why doesn't
God has given me the gift to be perpetually shocked by the gay agenda.
Well, yeah, but why doesn't he do homework though, as far as when it comes to corporate sponsorship? You know,
because I think it's what you said. It's out of it. You know, they sort of say, okay, we're going to go this, quote, diversity route.
Okay.
And then they make this decision. I mean, come on, they lobbied against the Religious Freedom Bill in Arkansas.
Well, that's true.
They're financing to the point of, I think they were 93% ranking. I don't know what they're 100%, if they're 100% yet. But they were 93, I think.
For human rights campaign, corporate.
Yes, for this very biased corporate survey.
Yeah,
They're very strong. Now he's guiding that ship, and I think this becomes another thing of fighting for our country. If the corporations, you know, what's so sad, you know, Campbell Soup, like you were saying.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Kodak, all these companies which once
were thought of as all-American. Yeah, Johnson & Johnson.
Are now supporting immorality. Johnson & Johnson. And this is a sad, sad story for our country.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And I know Wells Fargo had a float in the Philadelphia Gay Pride Parade, and TD Bank, and I can't think off the top of my head any of the other ones. And, of course, Campbell Soup was definitely there. In Philadelphia, the Philadelphia Police Department had their recruiting office, had a car running in the parade, the recruiting office.
Yeah.
So that was very sad.
I saw a color guard thing that was like a color guard, except they had the rainbow flag there. I mean, under Obama, the homosexual agenda has become, they're trying to make it something that's a part of Americana.
Yeah.
And it's so sad because it does, symbols mean things, and celebrating homosexuality is basically, to me, it's like giving God the symbol.
And that's
it's like
exactly
saying, God, we're setting our own rules.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it is.
We don't care what you say.
Yeah, then that's exactly what it is. They are telling God that they know better than him, and that just he can keep his own rules to himself, and we're going to do what we want to do. It's a message they're sending to God, but you know, God has different plans. I don't know.
Yeah.
So we need to call, you know, I think maybe, you know, not so much target Walmart Corporation, the corporate office in Bentonville, Arkansas, but direct your complaints to your local Walmart. And if they hear enough complaints.
I haven't been doing that. That's probably a smarter thing than what I've.
Yeah.
We've had people call the corporate offices.
Yeah, and it's probably they're probably just taking note and then. But I think target the, because I think that's what AFA did with Ford, was have the your complaints being directed to the local Ford dealership in that case. But I think direct your complaints to the local Walmart, and then they will in turn say, what's going on? You know, ask corporate office what in the world's going on. We're hearing all this flack, all this terrible stuff about what Walmart is sponsoring, and we want to know, you know, what to do or whatever.
Good idea.
I don't know. So you have pictures up on your website and a report on your website about the New York Gay Pride Parade, which was the 27th of June was when that took place.
And it's just Google Walmart and there, and the pictures are there, and there we covered up some of the nudity.
Yeah.
Although the pictures are still pretty frightening.
Yeah. It was actually the 28th of June, 2 days after the Supreme Court did what they did, and that's AmericansForTruth.org.
.com. Yeah,
either one, we get the same place. And I do encourage your listeners to go there because you have lots and lots of information, because you really are, your organization really is the only organization that deals with this agenda, exclusively.
We're not the only ones, but we focus on it, like a laser beam.
Exactly.
You know, and I commend all the great work you do, Diane, and we just gotta, we can't give up. I know so many people are like, wow, maybe it's over, but it's not over. America is, we have to stand for God's truth.
Absolutely.
Even if right now it seems like we're losing, it seemed like we were losing a lot worse on the abortion struggle 25 years ago, and look how far they've come.
Absolutely.
And that's my message on this issue.
And like I tell homosexual activists, we know the end of the story, and we don't lose in the end.
Yeah, we're on the right side of history because God's on the right side of history.
Absolutely.
And a sin movement is never on the right side of history.
Maybe we should make a T-shirt that says something like that. He's on a T-shirt that says that.
Yeah. If you want to get something thrown at you, but no.
I know. Yeah, but
thanks
still.
So much, Diane. All
right, thank you. And I encourage folks to go to AmericansForTruth.com or AmericansForTruth.org. Hey, take care, Peter.
Okay, God bless, Diane.
God bless you, too.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania, 16323, or by visiting their website at www.afafpa.org.